The massive economic bloc known as BRICS is changing the world in ways that we couldn't have imagined just a few short years ago. Back in August of last year, 67 nations gathered together in the South African city of Johannesburg for the 15th annual BRICS Summit. The five foundational countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, announced that they were expanding with the integration of six new nations into the fold: Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the UAE, Iran, Ethiopia, and at the time, Argentina. Now, as you can see from the map, BRICS literally overnight transformed into the single largest economic and political bloc on the planet. The global GDP purchasing parity of the new BRICS, what some are calling BRICS Plus, is now larger than the G7. BRICS controls nearly 40% of the world's GDP, and the bloc now encompasses nearly 50% of the world's population. With the inclusion of three OPEC nations, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the UAE, the BRICS bloc now controls 39% of all global oil exports, 46% of proven reserves, and 48% of all oil produced globally. One in every two barrels of oil produced on the planet comes from a BRICS member nation. Russia and Saudi Arabia alone account for a quarter of the world's oil production, and Russia and Iran hold the world's first and second largest gas reserves in the world. This is an economic and commodity dominance that was not even imaginable short as a year ago. But something else is happening here as well. The real change that potentially affects every one of us is the development of a new BRICS currency that's rumored to be backed by gold. Interestingly, it appears that China is taking extraordinary leaps in that direction. China today accounts for upwards of 2/3 of global gold purchases, making it the undisputed current king of gold. And it's not just China. It's now widely recognized that a number of central banks inside the BRICS bloc are buying up gold big time. And that buying spree appears to be just getting started. Forbes recently featured an article that found that more and more central banks are indeed buying up gold. A decade ago, central banks acquired just 4% of the world's gold supply. Today, that number has shot up to 35%. And this is why the price of gold is expected to continue to climb, because when all is said and done, more and more nations are dropping the U.S. dollar and instead turning to gold as a hedge to the declining dollar. Gang, that's why I partnered with the amazing company Goldco, because they're patriots just like us who want to help you and guide you in how to get into precious metals completely tax-free and penalty-free. They're really amazing, and I could not recommend a company more. In fact, if you click on that link below right now, you can get your very own absolutely free gold and silver kit. It's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals, even if your money's still in a retirement account, like an IRA or a 401k. And again, just to show you how awesome the patriots at Goldco are, the best part is that you may actually already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. And I told you the best, so what are you waiting for? Get in on the action by clicking on that link below or going to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com and get your free gold and silver kit. It promises to be a real life changer. But getting back to BRICS, Forbes is reporting that the 11 countries inside the bloc are indeed backing up their trade deals with the common commodity of gold. They're all using their own national currencies, the ruble, the yuan, the rupee, right, the Indian rupee. In fact, it's now being reported that China's yuan has actually surpassed the dollar in Eurasia. The yuan is now the top traded currency in the Russian Federation, and a lot of economists are saying, you know what, that's the canary in the coal mine, as it were. That's the beginning of the future. Non-Western nations are putting more and more trust in China than they are in the United States after they saw that blitzkrieg of sanctions imposed on Russia that weaponized the dollar and inadvertently ended up jeopardizing the status of the dollar as the international default currency. And the BRICS member nations appear to be very much intent on doing just that, on dethroning the dollar as the world's reserve currency. India and the UAE, they signed a trade agreement in July that settles transactions in rupees rather than dollars. And yes, that includes oil and gas transactions, which of course bypasses the petrodollar. Saudi Arabia is also in negotiations to make a comparable deal with China. The two nations are currently in talks to price some of Saudi Arabia's oil sales in the yuan, the Chinese currency, rather than in dollars or euros. And for his part, Russian President Vladimir Putin, he's called on all member nations of BRICS there to settle on a single currency, most likely backed by gold, as the primary means of challenging the U.S. dollar. And while the G7 and the dementia-riddled U.S. president here all appear rather caught off guard by all of this, a number of scholars and pundits are recognizing that the unraveling of the petrodollar is already happening. We have to understand that the petrodollar since the 1970s, that has really maintained the U.S. dollar's role as a premier global currency. And what this commodities-enriched BRICS coalition is deliberately doing is they're actively attempting to recalibrate as much of the world as possible, eventually 85% of the world's population, away from the dollar. And the primary way they plan on achieving that is by crushing the petrodollar. Hence why Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the UAE were so important to the BRICS membership. Unraveling the petrodollar, along with the establishment of their own banking system known as the New Development Bank or the NDB, which of course is the major challenger to the G7-controlled World Bank, is key to de-dollarizing the world economy and neutralizing any future attempts by the dolts in D.C. or the bullies in Brussels to threaten any other nation with crushing sanctions. So we simply cannot overemphasize just how significant this BRICS bloc is turning out to be. They are already very much changing the world like never before. So in light of all this, gang, don't get caught behind the times. Make sure to click on that link below and visit our friends over at GoldCo. Download your own free gold and silver kit and learn how to protect your finances, but most importantly, protect your freedom.